Blog Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guests will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Good afternoon, everyone. Now, don't change that dial. I know that you know that this isn't Sue today, but welcome to Get Inspired Radio. I'm Kate Hennessy, and I'm filling in for your regular host today. Sue is very busy signing papers and moving into her new house, but she will be back next week, so stay with us. And I don't even think Chris isn't producing today for us. It's Brian. Brian, how are you doing?
I am doing fantastically well, Kate Hennessy. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing great, and I'm looking forward to hosting Sue's show.
I think Sue is going to give you her stamp of approval today,
Kate. That's right. She'll be listening going, don't you mess up my name. But I know everyone's going to miss Sue, so just because you're going to miss her so much today, how about if we give away one of Sue's books?
Absolutely.
Okay. First caller? Yeah. How about first caller in?
Sure thing. That number is 1-800-930-2819.
Perfect. First caller in, talk to Brian, and you will receive a copy of Sue's amazing book and life story, Sue London, Soaring Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. It is one of the most inspiring books I've ever read, and that actually follows us right into this great show that we have for you today. Today's show is definitely going to inspire you. We are speaking with both Mark and Kim McGinnis, who are the directors and producers of the film Openings, The Search for Harry. So before we speak with them, let me tell you a little bit about these two. Mark's creativity and leadership abilities have led him to directing, or did lead him to directing, a high-tech company division in the Los Angeles area, where he was responsible for multi-million dollar budgets and implementing international strategic plans. He wanted to expand his horizons while exhibiting a little more creative control, and he left his prestigious Fortune 500 position and founded the Hollywood-based advertising agency, WGD Media, Inc. While breaking ground in his own business, he began to develop relationships with other creative talents in L.A. and as far away as Australia and China. This fueled McGinnis' passion, and soon his vision took him to another level, where he was inspired to create a separate company, Creativations, which introduced this maverick to the business of manufacturing. Now, McGinnis' advertising agency grew, as did his reputation, and WGD Media morphed into Avanstar Productions. Recently, Mark and his wife, partner, Kim, co-authored a book with Jack Canfield, Brian Tracy, who is the co-creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul, and Jack Zufelt, called The DNA of Success, Success Stories. For more info on this dynamic duo, go to their website at openings-movie.com. I was recently able to have a private screening of the film that they've just completed, Openings, The Search for Harry, and I was blown away. So let's talk to and welcome to the show, Mark and Kim.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Well, it's just a pleasure to have you both. And I know we were talking just at the beginning of the show, and I told you that I was just spellbound watching this film. And it was exciting, some of the things that you told me a little bit about it, in that I know that it's your second feature film, and there are going to be more Openings films coming up. But tell us a little bit about, you know, how this started for you. Like, why are you into filmmaking, and what is it that started this whole thing, even before this great movie?
Well, what got me started in the whole process is the creative process. I love I've been involved with production for 20 years, and it's just something that's sort of in my blood, and I really enjoy it. And Kim, and she'll tell you about what she does, but she's been an actress for quite a few years, and so we're really well matched in that regard. And so bringing a whole project together and with the crew and the actors and a great script, and it's just very, very enjoyable. And then we got to bring our more I guess inspirational spiritual message along the way and with the openings movie, so it just really all fit.
Yeah. When did you realize that you wanted to, was this a long time ago? Because this is your second feature film, right? What's the first one?
The first one actually hasn't been released. It's, I guess you could say it's a prequel to this one. It's called Openings Dare Stories, and that's actually 12 little mini stories of all types of things from sort of an out-of-body experience to a horse whisperer guide that where a horse was dying, and she actually goes to the astral plane to help coax the spirit of this horse back. It's some really crazy stuff, and it was all so much fun. And people's, you know, inspirational and motivational and spiritual stories, and we just captured all of them. We went with the original people, we interviewed them, and then we reenacted their stories. But that one's not out yet. Like I said, we filmed it first, but it'll probably be out next summer, right?
Okay. So let's tell them a little bit, Kim, about what the basis of this film is. What exactly are you talking about when you preface the title, The Search for Harry, with openings? And you know, tell us a little bit about how this particular movie is put together with that.
Openings. Well, the Search for Harry part. A lot of what happened in the movie, the storyline, is based on true things that happened to Mark, a little bit to myself. But really, I think it's every person, every man, story of struggle, you know, losing your job, getting a divorce, feeling angry at the world and bitter and blaming other people, and then hopefully coming to realize that, you know, there's really no one to blame. It's just kind of like an ebb and flow that we go through, and you just kind of go with the flow.
Well, it's very much, you find as you follow, you know, just a little bit about the film, you follow this particular real sad sack of a person, Harry, in his life, and he really wallows in his misery until he gets it. You know, and it is nice at some point in this movie, you wonder if he's ever going to get it, because he really does. You get the feeling of that he feels sorry for himself. The world owes him a living. He shouldn't have to work so hard. And yet what's really neat as you go along, this movie is so unique in that you tell the story of Harry, but then you have all of these amazing philosophers and authors in their own right and inspirational people that you pop in throughout the movie to talk about what is going on, and it touches the each base effect of his life.
You know, what we tried to do is, you know, the people that really influenced me over the last 10 years, and a lot of this was based on my life 10 years ago when I lost, I lost my wife was having an affair and she wanted a divorce. I lost my job. I lost my family. I lost my house. I lost everything in a matter of like 2.5-3 months. And I mean, I was just pathetic. I talk about feeling sorry for myself, and I really did blame the world. And it really was the inspiration for this movie. But so anyway, the people over the next few years that really inspired me were people like Joe Vitale, and I must have read every one of his books, and Greg Lavoie, who wrote where do you write
Callings,
and Bruce Lipton. They're all in the movie, and because they were our kind of inspiration.
Now, when you were going through all of the things that Harry went through, did you know these people, or were you just reading their books? Was it pretty exciting for you to actually meet them and have them in your movie?
I didn't know anybody. And how we found them, you know, the whole movie about openings is really about synchronicity and kind of letting go and following the letting go the sort of the hard and true way you think you should do things, and kind of going with a more inspirational method of letting things come to you. Anyway, that's what happened to us to find these incredible philosophers that are in the movie. They just came to us, and we met them at seminars. It was really amazing. Kim was really the magic behind getting most of these people.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I think it was just a matter of us having the intention, and you know, everything just seemed to align in perfect order. And we went to a seminar and got a great deal of them during that one seminar. And then a few of them we called just on a whim, and they agreed. We don't believe in luck. It was just, we just figured it was meant to be, and this was the movie that we were supposed to make, and the one that came out first. You know.
Well, you're connecting with what you believe in, and that's exactly what they reinforce throughout that whole movie. It's such an inspirational bit, because every time Harry seems to be going through something that probably everybody can relate to, at least at one point in their life, you have one of these people like Joe Vitale come in and say, you know, if you want to believe that something's going to happen, it will happen. Miracles do happen. And it reinforces that belief in all of us that I think you constantly need to have, like Harry did.
Right. You know, and Harry, you know, what's nice about this film that we hope is different than other films is that you get to sort of take his journey with him, you know, and more and more people are coming to me and telling me how much they really didn't like Harry in the beginning of this movie. He is so unlikable, and I really didn't realize that. And then I'm thinking, gee, well, maybe I was really that unlikable. But so it's kind of fun, you know, seeing his arc of going from this pathetic loser to, you know, getting a clue, you know?
Well,
yeah.
No, go ahead, Kim.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think one of the things that made the audience root for him is he was willing to make a fool of himself and delve into what was unfamiliar to him, just because he was at a point where he knew he needed to try something different, and he just took that leap.
Well, he actually got to the point where he didn't have any more options. I think, you know, some people can be very much like Harry, and if they never get it, they just become that bum that never ever, you know, rises from the gutter. Whereas I think he got to that point in his life. You can see it in the movie. It's like a revelation to him. He even says, you know, I'm feeling different. And it's kind of like he's seeing a little bit of light. And that's when some of the miracles started to happen for him.
Right. And that was one of our obstacles, is we didn't want this to be a religious movie. But we wanted it to be, I guess, spiritual in its own way, without, you know, having some sort of dogma or some sort of religious message, you know, shoved down the audience's throat, which I don't think anybody really wants these days. No. And so it was kind of fun to just, you know, tantalize the audience with, you know, well, was that guy a master? Who is that guy, you know, on the park bench? And so that we had fun with that stuff.
Yeah, that was a great part. I love that, the bum. I want to talk about there's a particular place, and it's an actual place called Nighthawk Ranch that's featured in the film, and it has a huge bearing on what happens with Harry. And this is actually, it's a real place. Tell us a little bit about it, Mark, and your involvement with it. And Kim.
Well, and actually, Kim knows more about Nighthawk Ranch because she was she helped being an administrator for the ranch after we started making this film. So I'll let Kim tell that part.
Sure.
Well, Nighthawk Ranch became a client. They wanted, their dream was to build this camp for kids with cancer, because the owner, Tom, who plays himself in the movie, had cancer and beat it, and he did it through coming to this land that became Nighthawk Ranch and sitting in nature, and he believed it had a healing effect just to be surrounded by this beautiful land. So anyway, we help build their organization from the ground up, and it's a summer camp for kids with cancer, and it opened last year, was its first year. So we help fill their camp after building up their organization and their board of directors and board of advisors. And, you know, they became good friends, and they allowed us to film up there, which a substantial part of the movie was filmed up in Guffey, which is a very small town. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a real gift to Mark and I and everybody involved in the film. If you watch the film, you'll see how magnificently beautiful it is up there. So they did a really incredible thing by building this ranch. It's on private property, and they build ropes courses and a horseback riding stable, and I think they're putting in a zip line, all kinds of things you can imagine.
For the kids. And is it any age that the children can go there?
When I was there, it was 10 to 18. Somebody, I think, Elsa's running it now, but I'm pretty sure it's 10 to 18.
Okay.
But if anybody's interested in that, they could go to NighthawkRanchColorado.org.
Yeah. It's beautiful, and I think that we should say that the casting of the characters is just absolutely dead on. But what's really funny is I thought that the casting of Tom, who's the owner of Nighthawk Ranch, I thought, wow, that, you know, he's a great character. That's actually the real owner.
Yeah.
That's Tom.
Yeah, he had fun with that. His wife was a little shy, so we got an actress to play his wife. But, yeah, Tom did a really good job. He's a natural.
Well, I know that it is based on your life a bit, Mark, with a little bit of creative flair there. But Kim, how does openings reflect in your own life? Like, what about your background sits in that film too?
Well, my background, my passion from a young age was to be an actress, and we talk a lot about passion in the movie. And following your passion, I moved to LA to do the acting thing, and I did a few things professionally, but I found it very difficult to make a living doing it, and I eventually wound up going back to school, and I was divorced at the time, and I'm Match.com, and that's when I met Mark, and I kind of let the whole acting thing go. I just kind of, you know, I did everything I could. I really pursued it. I had, you know, a little bit of success. And then when I met Mark, and we kind of had the same philosophy of life, you know, like to just try different things and have fun with life. And he told me his big dream was to make movies. And I said, well, great, because I love acting. And it seemed like once I surrendered the whole acting thing, it kind of came full circle. And I think that's a big theme in the movie is, you know, experience things fully, then let them go, and then whatever happens, happens, you know.
Yeah. Well, can you tell me, you know, openings film is similar and it's different than films. Like, what is the similarity and what is different about this particular film as compared to The Secret or What the Bleep Do We Know?
You know, both those films are you know, they really set the trend for docudrama type movies, and they really did well. And you know, a lot of people, especially The Secret, there's sort of a backlash of like, well, you know, you can't just get everything. Thinking positive can only take you so far, and there's also reality, and the reality is that we all have emotions, and we all go through a lot of stuff, and hoping and wishing sometimes just isn't going to do it. And so we wanted to create a movie that was, in our opinion, more realistic. And, instead of having a new car in your driveway or the new house or just wishing for more money, it's that the real important things in life are accessible. And that's, you know, we use Harry's story to get that across, and also these great speakers, is that you just got to experience life. And sometimes life can be just incredible when you follow these openings and these messages that just will come your way if you start asking for it. And it's really quite amazing, and we see it in our life now all the time, and it's fun and enjoyable. And So that's the message. That's the thing that we wanted to get across that was different than those two movies.
Yeah, it's not about what you can get or want to get. It's more the journey. It's like an adventure. And, you know, it's not always going to be fun, but it's like, it can be interesting.
And have you found by following that philosophy that your lives have honestly changed as compared to, say, 6 years, 7 years ago when, I don't know how long you've been following this particular philosophy, but I think it was probably around in that arena, 5-6 years ago when you would have started to change your thought process?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, when you lose everything, and you have to start from scratch, and I'm sure there's a lot of people listening that have been in that position or they're in the middle of it right now, where it's like, you know, where's that structure? Where's that, you know, where's that foundation that I need to make me feel, you know, like I can go forward? And and the thing is, when you let go of some of that structure and just go with it and look for the openings, you know, and I use that word a lot because it just seems to fit, but there's a freedom there, and you can go in so many more directions in your life, and so much more will come to you. So yeah, it really, really affected us both, Kim and I, and so that's sort of the basis of the film.
Yeah. Well, you can't not take away something, because you know, they had the one doctor on there that was a cancer research doctor, and she talked about so many things that had affected her and how she would just, you know, constantly let it kind of overtake everything that she did in her daily life. And when she finally said, no, I'm going to change this, I'm going to shift my negative thoughts, it made it was a huge catharsis for her. So it was really neat to watch Harry going through his story, and then you'd shift over to one of the speakers, and they would kind of give you an insight as to what had been their life, their lifestyle, and how they had made these huge changes. You can see a difference in their face, and I don't think it's just me. If you watch this movie, as each of these people speak, they have light and shining, and they look healthy, and that's kind of how Harry looked by the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the interviewees were wonderful. And Kelly Turner, the one you're talking about, is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
She's the one that, she talks about a few things, but it's not about positive thinking all the time, and she talks about her relationship with her cancer patients. And
yeah.
You know, that's something that they're like, you know, I think positive thoughts, but, you know, I'm not getting better. And it's, I love her, you know, response is like, you know, first of all, not everybody's the same. And, you know, it's not about positive thinking all the time. If you're feeling sad, feel sad. If you're feeling happy, feel happy, but then let it go. Mm-hmm. And then you'll always be experiencing something different. I think that's something that is validating for a lot of people, because we feel like we have to be in control all the time and not let things bother us.
Right. I think that's what you let the film say, is that, you know, I'm not going to give away the ending. Was it a happy ending? Well, it was, but it wasn't, you know, he didn't ride off into the sunset with the girl of his dreams and life was perfect for Harry, right? I mean, it was a
really... I mean, the truth is, you really don't know, but you, the one thing you do know is that there's going to be an adventure for Harry.
Right, and that he's better.
Yeah, he's and there's hope. There's hope.
Yeah, he's on the right track and there's hope. And for many people, you know, sometimes you fall off the track, and I think that's what a lot of the guest speakers were saying. You can go off. I mean, we're just human. We're not gods. We're just human. And you might now and then fall off, but at least you have had that vision of there is, as you say, there is hope, and you can continue on in a positive way. And that's what you really do get, especially from the end of your story.
You know, we had a screening here in Colorado in Loveland a few months back when the movie was just, it wasn't even quite done, but we did a screening, and we had like 500 people show up, and it was really an amazing turnout. And we had people come up to us afterwards in tears, telling us that it gave them a sense of hope that they didn't really have. One woman came up to me and said that her daughter was going through such a horrible time in her life, and she couldn't wait to give her this film just so she could get her back on the track. So we just, those type things just make our day. We just love it. Giving somebody hope is really, really tremendous.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I think that that's what this story really says. And I know that, you know, making the film sounds like you had an absolute ball. Like, it was just fun the whole time. But I'm sure that there had to have been some not so great moments, maybe a little bit of negative or hardship while you were doing it. Or was it just a blast the whole time?
No, it was very difficult. Guffey in the wintertime, and we, of course, had to shoot this thing in the wintertime up in the middle of about 10,000 feet up in this little town in Colorado, and it was frigid. And most of this takes place outdoors. And up on this land, there's all these gold mines. It just digs straight down back in the 1800s, and so there's all these big holes in the ground. And so that was part of our, you know, part of our scenery. And we actually have a scene where Harry and the Skip character, one of them falls in one of these gold mines. And it took us all day, you know, 20 degrees, 10 degrees. It was frigid. It was so hard.
Very windy.
Oh, and it looked windy. And on that note, we're just going to blow out of here for a minute. We have to go to a break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about some of the more difficult parts of filming openings, The Search for Harry. So you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with my special guests Mark and Kim McGinnis. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to have another great chat. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Mark and Kim McGinnis, and we are talking about their movie Openings, The Search for Harry. Just before we continue, Mark, do you want to let everyone know how to contact you? And I know that there is a DVD available now that people can purchase. So, and boy, I'm telling you, what a great Christmas gift. I would say get this DVD and put it in, you know, wrap it up and give it to someone that you care about, or maybe someone that, you know, needs a little more little inspiration in their life. But it's great for everyone. So where can we get it?
If you go to our website, it's called openings-movie.com. Mm-hmm. Everything you need, you can find out about Kim and I. You can see who all the interviewees are. You can get a little synopsis of the story. You can see the trailer. And you can buy the movie, too. The DVD is just available. Video on demand, and this will even be available on broadcast on television really soon. It just got picked up for distribution. So there's going to be a lot of ways to see it, but right now the DVD is available. So go to openings-movie.com. It's the best way to get a hold of all that information.
Perfect. That's exciting. So when we were speaking just before the break, we were talking about, you know, some of the not so much fun about filming this particular movie, especially because of the destination. And like you say, there was that one part in the movie, because it is very hilly and rocks and holes and craters and whatnot. It's a beautiful place, but it is all of that, especially in the wintertime. The one part in the movie that was so real and so effectual was when Skip fell into that pit.
Yes.
And, you know, and the fact that I found that the way that you did it was when Harry was able to rescue him, he had a real thing about his tiny girl hands. Right?
Yes.
And what that really brought home to me was, you know, that really said it was with those tiny girl hands that were able to hold him and pull him out from, you know, falling to his death. And the fact that, you know, sometimes we have these things that we don't like about ourselves, and they might actually be a really good part that we just don't see yet, you know, that they are still a functioning good part of yourself. And I think that when you saw him kind of look at his hands in that one moment, he was getting the fact that, you know, these might not be the best, but they're what I've been given, and I can do the best with them that I can. I think that's what you were saying there.
You know, and that was one of the creative elements that our writer brought into the whole story, and that when we first had the guy that plays Harry, his name is Jordan
Lee.
Jordan Lee, and when he did his audition with the guy that plays his friend, Tom O'Clair, they did this crazy audition and just sort of played on each other, and they did this thing about his hands, and it ended up being the whole bar scene, which is a very funny scene, and later we brought the hands up again. So that really was something that was brought out by the actor himself,
yeah.
And we had to put it in the movie because it was so funny, and it was sort of self-demeaning, and it really made a whole part of the character that we just wanted to put in there.
Yeah, they had a very great rapport and relationship, that those two actors. It was really good. Was any of it not scripted?
Well, I think the bar scene was probably the most non-scripted, because we pretty much verbatim that was their audition, and they just sort of went with it.
Yeah.
sort of off the cuff. So that wasn't really scripted. We just kind of stole it from what they did.
That's great. And Kim, I know you've got to leave in a second. You've got some running around to do. But you did all of the casting. Just tell us a little bit about, you know, some of these. You just have great actors in this movie. And whereabouts are they all from? Where did you find these great people?
Yeah, they're all Colorado actors. I use the Resource Colorado Actors and Screenwriters Association, CASA. And also, I cast the other movie, which isn't out yet. I think I've probably met every actor in the state of Colorado. And there was so much talent to choose from, and we just happened to find the perfect people.
Yeah.
So it was through friends of friends, but CASA was a big resource. It's an online place where actors and screenwriters have profiles and look for any kind of work, you know, any place that they can get a chance to do some acting.
Well, sure. And have you stayed in touch with all the actors? Are they pretty excited about the response that the film's received so far?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and we use them for other things that we cast. You know, we also have a commercial business where we do TV commercials and for our other movies. So we love to use the actors for different projects we're working on, and we also have a Facebook page and a blog, and they always check the stats there and sometimes make their own comments, and yeah, we stay in touch for sure.
Oh, that's great. Now, were there any other than, you know, I mean, the weather and the conditions and whatnot, any other negatives or hardships that went along with making this movie? I mean, you two are together all the time. How do you find, as husband and wife, working together day in, day out, 24/7? How does that work for you?
Well, I think it's, you know, we're pretty good. This is both our second marriage, and you know, we both love the creative side of things, so that really, really helps. You know, the thing in making movies is really expensive, so, you know, finding investors and getting people excited and that sort of thing, that's the hardest part. The creative part, working together, is just, it's joyful for at least for me, and I think it is for Kim. But, I mean, it's not all, you know, rainbows and butterflies, but it's pretty close. We're both following our dream.
And I know, yeah, sorry, Kim, you go.
No, that's okay. I agree. There wasn't really any hardships. I mean, some of the shoots were tough because of the weather, but it was just, I think everything kind of flowed for the most part, you know, getting the locations and the actors and the interviewees. It took a while for it all to come together, but just kind of happened.
Yeah, and what was the longevity? How long did it take from start to finish to get the movie out?
It took almost exactly a year. We started, you know, we started in the summer, fall of last year, and it took a full year.
Okay. And who is the writer?
The writer is Pamela Cumming. She's an amazing writer. She's also an actress, but and she's done some... what was Downloading Nancy was one of her that was kind of a weird film, but that kind of made it to the theaters, and she's done some other projects, and she's done some other shorts, and
she was a
great script writer.
Consultant for What the Bleep Do We Know. She's very good friends with the producer, Will Arndt.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, she did a great job. It was a great, nicely flowing story. So tell us on the flip side then, what were some of the biggest, the best blessings during this process for the two of you?
You know, the best blessings, I'd say, of course, working with the actors. There's an actor in there who plays Akash, who ends up being, he's one of the farmhands. And for people that don't really know what the movie's about, it's about Harry, and he ends up going to this ranch, not knowing how to do anything, and trying to fake his way into it, sort of a city slickers type thing. And one of the ranch hands there, his name is Akash, his real name is Siraj, and we had found him on a YouTube video. We had never really done any major acting before, and he is probably everyone's favorite. Kate, I don't know if you thought so too, but he is just so endearing and so funny.
Oh yeah, and cute.
He is a cute guy. He's an Indian, from India, Indian, and he's just so endearing. And we found him just by a fluke, and he ended up being one of the absolute stars of the film. So that was one of the best things we took away from it.
Oh yeah, he's adorable. I had to laugh the way that, as you say, some of the funny parts in this are hilarious parts in it. You know, when Harry decides that he's going to be a ranch hand, whatever. You know, like you say, he was at the end of his rope at this point. He had to make money. He had to make a living. And this was all that was available to him. So when he showed up in that outfit, that was just priceless. And they really made fun of him. And like you say, that one fellow, he was so cute. The way his face looked, and he just said, oh, nice belt buckle. It was great.
Yes. A little over here, he says, yeah, it's a little over the top, but you got to follow your creativity. You're doing good.
it was really
But I think
good.
We've all been there. It's and that's sort of the point where life can all of a sudden start taking on some success is when you said, what else can I lose? I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to see where it goes. And that's really what this movie is about. Just going to see where it goes and take action. And action is just a great way to have things start coming into your life.
And I hope we portrayed
that well.
Oh, hugely, hugely. One of the things that we did get from the guest speakers, and we'll just touch on it when we come back, we have to take another break, but I would like to talk to you about how many of them did say that, you know, getting to the part where Harry did at the very end of his rope, you don't have to get there, which is really nice. You can actually be at a relatively good spot in your life, and you can make it even better and more, add more to it, which is where I think most people want to go. They don't want to hit rock bottom. You'd like to be at a nice medium and then go. So we'll talk about that when we come back. You're going to come back. It's Get Inspired Radio, and we are going to be speaking with Mark and Kim right after this break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And rise to the occasion of your life.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America. And for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with your host, Kate Hennessy. Don't panic, Sue London will be back next week. I'm here talking with Mark and Kim McGinnis about openings, the search for Harry, and we were talking about some of the blessings that that you felt that happened throughout this whole process. But tell me, Mark, and I know Kim's left, so we'll say an on-air goodbye to Kim. She was awesome. Tell us a little bit about finding, like, this is what speaks to you. This is your true calling, so to speak, doing this film and films like it. Is this what you want to do?
It is. I like doing films that have a message, even if they're subtle. We're working on a new film called Ask Raymond, and it's just starting, and it has inspirational, spiritual undertones, but it's really just a dramedy, and there's no interviews in it. But it really is something that we really enjoy doing. It's maybe our little way of making a difference. And openings really is, more of a spiritual film. And what was fun about interviewing people like Joe Vitale is, he's a business and a marketeer and inspirational guy, but he really enjoyed talking to us about his spiritual side, which he says he doesn't really get to talk about. And one of the things he says is, he goes, I've got three spiritual masters that I never really talk about, and they're here with me right now. And it's really important for him that he has this help, this higher consciousness that he could draw upon, and he attributes his success to that, which I had never heard before, and I had read all of his books, and so I thought that was really interesting.
And he shared that with you. That's amazing. One thing that seems to be a constant in a lot of the inspirational films that come out, and in yours also, and even, saying what you've said to us about you found your true calling at this point. Now, I don't think that you're middle-aged.
I'm over 50, so I'd say I'm middle-aged.
That's not middle-aged. That's just getting there. But how do you feel? Because it seems as though this seems to be a relevant point. There aren't a lot of young, I think one gentleman that spoke, that was a guest speaker, was what I would say was relatively young, and he was probably 30, in his early 30s. It seems to be that you have to get to a certain point in your life when you are able to let go, almost more so than opening up. It's almost, letting go of the holds that hold you throughout most of your life. You see it with each of these guest speakers, but is that what it is? Like, how do you feel about finding your true calling, so to speak, but we kind of hit middle age? What is that? Why do we not find it sooner?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I agree. I know personally, that's probably how it is that the older I get, the more I'm willing to really look at that. But I'm learning so much from people like the gentleman you're talking about is Brent Harris. He's actually a South African. He gives these incredible safari tours, but it's not about standing around with your camera and looking at animals. It's about connecting at a spiritual level with the connected consciousness of animals and plants and the land. And that's a different kind of experience that he offers. And he gets very emotional when he's talking about it. And he's a 30, 35-year-old guy that's just so in tune with the spiritual side of Africa. And so I learned so much from him in a different context, and I really wanted him in the film. So, yeah, it's the melding of all of it that makes it work.
Yeah, yeah. And how do you find your inspiration for all these projects that you're working on? We know it was based on, you know, mostly your life and some of Kim's in Searching for Harry, but what about the rest of the projects?
You know, for a lot of it, it was drawing upon my own experiences. Is the easiest thing to do for me, and there's a lot of humor there because I've screwed up so many times in my life, and I've been down and out so many times, and there's a lot of humor there, but it's sort of a bittersweet humor, and that's kind of the best thing for me to do to draw upon. When we interviewed all these people for the movie, our experts, a lot of people think that they had watched the movie of Harry and then commented later, but it really didn't work that way. Their comments, that we asked them all the same 30 questions, and miraculously they fit in the movie just perfectly and corresponded to Harry's story just so synchronistically, and it was all sort of a nice, beautiful accident.
Wow, and you would never know that. I mean, everything melded as though they were literally almost watching the movie as we were watching the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't really work that way. They just we just asked them the same 30 questions, and they were all, you know, sort of more inspirational and spiritual or consciousness awakening type questions, and they just kind of fit.
Yeah. Now, I know that obviously the spirituality whole aspect of it certainly plays a big part in your work. Does it play a big part in your daily life? Is that something you and Kim follow?
You know, it does. You know, I was brought up just sort of, you know, a little Presbyterian kid that really hated going to church or Sunday school and that sort of thing. And I have my own spiritual beliefs. You know, they're not really concrete in any real religion. But I consider myself a real spiritual consciousness, person. And they're getting stronger as you get older. So and I think a lot of people are moving in that direction, and they like to see stories where they could relate to that, and where miracles can happen in daily life if you tune into them, and that's something that Kim and I get a real kick out of. Is there's so many miracles that happen all the time.
Well, can we expect more openings coming up? Is this going to be something that you're going to share with us in the future?
There's lots of openings. There's actually a prequel that we're almost done editing. It's we started filming this other movie before Harry, the Search for Harry came out. It's 12 little mini stories, and they're all very inspirational and fun and very similar to Harry's story, and they're all true. And that'll be coming out probably the end of 2013 timeframe.
Awesome. Any advice for other aspiring filmmakers out there?
Yeah, just do it. Just get out there and don't let anything get in your way, and find the creative talent, and you know, don't let anything stop you. Just have fun with it.
Just get out there and find a little bit of backing, right? A little bit of help, but.
You know, we used crowdfunding. We did Kickstarter, and we got quite a bit of money from it. So people want to help. People want to be involved, and so there aren't that many obstacles if you just keep a positive mind.
Exactly. Well, that's what you keep saying throughout this whole movie, and that I think that's the best way to end our time together. That's exactly what you said right throughout that movie, and it was so nice to see that Harry got it at the end. And I would like to thank you, Mark. It's just been a pleasure having both you and Kim on the show. And the best of luck with this project. Openings, The Search for Harry. Great, great movie. I truly enjoyed it. And
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed it.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, I want to thank our guests today, Kim and Mark McGinnis. What a great, great story. And they shared those wonderful experiences with us. Openings, The Search for Harry. You've got to go and either see this movie or go to their website and get the DVD. Absolutely fantastic. Go to openings-movie.com and order the DVD for a Christmas present. So we'll be back next week, and our guest will be Bonnie Christina Ross, who will be giving complimentary readings to any of you who call in. The topic of the show will be, what message do you need to hear? Make sure to call in for your psychic or medium message. or your one question answered. Check out all our upcoming and awesome guests at getinspiredradio.com or transformationtalkradio.com. Have a great rest of the week, and I'll see you, well, I won't see you, but Sue will see you back here, same time, same place, with great people and amazing stories. Make sure to have the great rest of your day and try to make a difference. Goodbye, all.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect. Make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.